Firefighters in Washington say the state's largest ever blaze, the Okanagan Complex, is now nearly contained. Even so, the worst wildfire season ever has put new urgency into efforts to reform forest fire policies. A panel of scientists say it's clear current practices are not working. Writing in the journal Science, they argue for more focus on managing fires rather than suppressing them, for example, by allowing them to burn in some remote areas. One of the co-authors is Jerry Franklin, a professor of forestry at the University of Washington.
We've had repeated instances where probably they shouldn't have been attempting to suppress fire, and they were, and people have died. Lots of money has been spent. And so we definitely need to look at where we're doing this and adjust our policy appropriately.
He says more than 100 years of fire suppression has transformed forests that were historically well adapted to frequent low-level fires. Fire-resistant ponderosa pine has been crowded out by fast-burning species of fir that load the forest with fuel. The panel says millions of acres should be restored using a mix of managed fire and mechanical thinning. Their paper cites current proposals before Congress as openings for policy change.